This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the things you got to do, you got to head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Look, you complain about all kinds of stuff. Let's make something happen, okay? This is you got Mike Lindell that's willing to help us make some bucks here on shows like mine. And on top of that, he's giving you great discounts, and he keeps Americans working in this country. He keeps his plants open here. He's putting the product together here. You need to wake up and figure it out. Let's do this and keep him happy, if you would. All right? I make a few bucks. He makes a few bucks, and you're going to save a bunch of bucks. If you use promo code Joe on the way out, J-O-E, promo code Joe on the way out, you'll win. You win all the way around. You get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. I've got the sheets, the pillowcases, the pillows. I got the slippers. I got all kinds of stuff. Very much enjoy. Towels are cool. They're really cool. Sonya Schmidt's going to join us, like, as soon as she sits down. What are you doing? You're jumping around, like.
Yeah. I'm trying to. I have a new computer. I told you my old computer broke. I don't have a background. I got on my pajamas here because I'm ready to leave Georgia any second.
You're okay, if you say so. All right. Hey, you have. Well, you're not where you can use them right now, but you got sheets, didn't you? The MyPillow sheets?
I got sheets. I got pillows. I'm going to get more pillows when I get back to California because they truly are wonderful. And there is something magical about their sheets. I can't figure it out. But,
I know, right? I'm a guy when I'm saying that.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. But even, I mean, he gives a great product. He provides a great service. But he provides a great service in terms of what he's doing for us, for the country. This man should be in the history books. He should be in a statue that they're going to rip down later.
Yeah. Perfect. For those of you who don't know, this is Sonya Schmidt. She joins me every week to kind of kick the week off, and then we enjoy having her on with me. Well, look at I just let you start yakking away. I didn't think about it either. I was enjoying the conversation. Went, you know what? Somebody might have just tuned in and go, wait, who's the lady with him?
Who's that? Now, and then I, you know what? I would be doing this by myself. I talk to myself all the time. So.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm getting old.
I'm
old. Yeah. That's something that we do when we get old. You just kind of walk around the house. And
there was a comedian.
Bust about things.
He did a great piece on that a couple days ago about the old guy walking around and finally started to win the arguments with his wife in his own head. You know?
In his own head. That's great.
All right. That's so listen, you and I were talking during the break. I said the Gays Against Groomers have come out, and they are coming out hard. Listen to the term, gays against groomers. Okay, they don't like what's going on in the schools.
They
think it's way too young to be talking to these kids about this kind of thing. They go through all of this. And on top of all of this, what happens? Now the gay community is coming out and they're beating on the anti-groomers. They say they're so homophobic. No, think
should
about
I react
that.
Surprised here?
No. Is this you should at least hold your hands under your chin and go, I didn't know.
I had no idea they would respond that way.
God bless. I mean, and they're screaming that this is not real. These people are homophobic. And I'm thinking, they're gay. How can they
be homophobic?
They're homophobic. Xander Gibb used to say, he said, Joe, I'm gay. They're calling me homophobic. I said, yeah. Some people, they don't even know what
I'm
they're
sure
saying, right?
At some point, they called Larry Elder the black face of white supremacists. They don't have to make sense. They do not have to make sense. And they're okay with that.
Oh, yeah, no. If it rolls off their lips, it has to be true, does it not? In their mind.
If it helps to promote their agenda, they don't care. I think that's a more fair statement.
Okay.
They don't even stop to evaluate if it's true or not. They're just going, does this help to promote our agenda and squash the other side? That's all they care about.
Yeah, well, I'm loving the fact that now, you know, transgenders, the ones that are detransitioning, are coming out talking about how horrible it is and what was done to them, and nobody really told them what was going to take place. And the long-term effect, nobody talks about the long-term effect on any of this.
Well, some people were, but most people didn't look into the research. I tried to have this conversation with my daughter, who thought it was kinder to accommodate the handful of children who truly thought that they were trans, they were in the wrong body, at the, you know, by sacrificing all the other children. And it was once again one of those conversations that I could not have. I tried to explain to her the suicide rate and how this doesn't work and how this is, I just don't understand that you don't understand that this is evil. And when the medical community and the psychological community comes out and they never say that a kid might want to rethink this, or a parent might want to talk to their or anymore, that even in churches you can't even talk against it. You can't say, it's not against it. It's like
even
offering them a different option.
Yeah, you can't even discuss it.
You can't even be patient. But it's just being patient. You can't even be patient.
Patient. I ain't a doctor. I ain't got no patience. Anyway, be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
I gotta go again?
Yep. Somebody's gotta pay for this mess.
No, I have a friend.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Come on, this is good music, right? Look at you with the. Oh, the senior host, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. That's how it works. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just getting involved. It doesn't take much. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. She's hanging out. We're mourning the queen together. Apparently, Queen Latifah couldn't make it to her last. Oh, no, I mean the other queen. I'm sorry. Yeah, you fed that to me. I don't. Now I can't get it out of my head.
Thanks. Oh, my God, Latifah? No, and I get it for other people. Like I said, I have a girlfriend, one of my dearest friends. Very English, and she's still crying, probably. I don't get it as an American. we fought long and hard so that we don't have to follow, we don't have to be under the rule.
We got away from them for a reason.
I get
the thing, look, I don't get like this, but, you know, when John Kennedy was shot and Camelot had died, right? I mean, that's kind of, there was a love and affection for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For the left, I think it was Camelot had died. I think for black people, who we had three pictures in our house, Jesus, Martin Luther King, and Kennedy. I think that because he spoke to us about civil rights, we cared about him. So, but I can't imagine, and I was thinking about Kennedy's day, if he had been in our existence for 70-something years, like the Queen had been, it would be pretty, pretty sad, you know? One of the things that I discovered when I didn't know that I was conservative, but I was working in Hollywood and Reagan died.
Okay.
And liberals acted a natural-born fool, as my mother would say. And they talked about...
I love that line. Yeah, go ahead.
They talked about this man like he had a tail, which made me go, let me look into this man, because I remember as a child being told that Reagan was the Antichrist, that he's going to put us into some sort of nuclear war with the Star Wars and he's an actor, and my God, he's going to get us all killed, and... But when I saw these people who I had already determined that I don't want to be anything like, I didn't know that I was Republican, but I knew I wasn't them. But I saw them react to Reagan's death in such awful, ugly terms, because I don't care who died, I would never talk about them that way. So it made me look into Reagan. Then I started watching Reagan's speeches. This man was on point. And I started to realize through him what I believed and what made sense to me. It just made common sense. Same thing happened to me, I guess, within the past couple of days about the Queen. I couldn't care less about the Queen, but I watched how the left responded to her death with the same sort of ugly vitriol that, which is redundant, but the vitriol that they did when Reagan died. And I realized she was a religious person. She had a, you know, and I got most of my education, like I said, from a good point. Yeah. So I was like, well, so who is this woman? No, I don't particularly care. I don't get that attachment like my best, you know, one of my best friends does. But why does the hate come from the left like this? Which made me look into her. And the only thing that I can find is that she seemed fair. She seemed like she was trying hard to do the right thing, and that she had a Christian experience. Bingo! That's all it takes for the left to hate your guts.
It's sad. It is sad. And you're right. With everything that I see happening, and you see the things that are going on, I'm telling you, it is crazy. And Jesus said that they would hate us for his sake. So it's kind of like not surprising, right?
Oh, yeah. That's so evident.
Right? We love him. And I think it goes back to, you know, you weigh in on this because I've been wrong before. Plenty of times, right? but seriously, you know, the Dems want so much power. The Pelosi's, the world, the Schumer's. If we have a God, all of a sudden, God is our sufficiency. God is the one we answer to. They can't have that, can they?
But as you say that, I just go back to when they crucified Jesus.
Okay.
Listen, yeah, they got rid of him because he was coming in the way of their power. And they're being the gods. They're being the people that people had to bow down to.
Wow.
It's like he got to go.
Well, yeah, he was definitely screwing things up for them.
He was screwing things up for them.
Oh, big time.
That's what's going. And Yeah, and I'm not at all equating a person to Jesus, but Trump has come in the way of the power of the Democrat and the rhinos. He right. has jumped in the middle of what they have been getting away with forever. So they're going to fight tooth and nail to get rid of this man. What they are doing to get rid of this man, it hurts my heart. I mean, it really does. That's not an exaggeration.
No, I hear you.
And I interviewed someone on one of my shows before I stopped doing shows last year. I forget who this guy was. And I said, what happens if Trump loses? This is obviously before the election. He says their plan, he knew the inside scoop. He says their plan was to embroil this guy, Trump, in so many legal problems that they would break him and make him broke.
Wow.
And that's exactly, he said that on my, and I haven't edited that show and put it out. That's exactly what he said. And I just remember when I heard that from him, I could just feel myself sinking. It's like they are going to try to ruin this man because he's exposing them.
Yep.
And they're using, that's why they want to pack the courts. That's why they want to, you know, I mean, it's like, dudes, don't you people, America, wake up. This is wrong. I don't care who it is. And I'd like to think that I'd like to think that if this was happening to someone on the left, that I would be equally as concerned.
Right.
I hope so. But the fact of the matter is this is bad for all of us to treat him like this and to do this to him and to do this to people.
Hey, look what they're doing to all of us. It isn't just him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's 35 people. Right. 35 right. people.
We got to get rolling. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the break. After the break. Not during the break. Well, I have to during the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is describing his mother's passing as a moment he's been dreading. He was overheard saying that while welcoming new British Prime Minister Liz Truss to Buckingham Palace. He added many others were dreading the time where Queen Elizabeth would pass away. Former Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Theresa May both addressed their fellow lawmakers at the House of Parliament, remembering the late monarch who was on the throne for 70 years. Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil, and these, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head-on.
Amazon is laying off 160 employees from its telehealth service. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOEY, 557-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I don't want you to be part of the problem. I want you to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. It's the only way that you do that. All right, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring her back on. I think we're having some great conversation. I don't really care what you think. I got the microphone, so it really doesn't much matter. Sonia Schmidt joins me. He does every week. Always appreciate. You know, Sonia, I know you don't like when I say stuff like this, but you just have to deal with it anyway. Sonia's actually doing what I keep telling you guys to do on a regular basis, okay? Now, Dr. B was one of the first to step up, and she ran for office. I guess I browbeat her into running for office or something. But Sonya's actually, she's always been in the mix all the way back since the days before the Tea Party. So she started the revolution, apparently, or something like that. And then you go through the Tea Party time, and everything is going on. And we started to realize that we were going to have to take some of the stuff in our own hands. We're going to have to educate our kids, or re-educate our kids, if you would. Her kids were already older and pretty much moving on. Now she's with her grandson every day. And I always tell you guys, you can make a difference. Grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, son, daughter. You know, be that thorn in the flesh that Paul had, okay? Be that thorn in the flesh to your kids and go, look, that's nice, but you know it's not real. This is what's real. You know, I have a newspaper article, Sonia, from the early 1960s, and somebody was screaming about climate change back then. You know, they were trying to trickle this thing in way back then, right? And this columnist writes a piece and says, how quickly we forget. It's easy to lock on to these things. But all through the 50s into the 60s, it started when they really started looking into it, early to mid-50s, they had, we see, a high of 122 degrees in Pittsburgh for 4 days straight. 45 days straight that the mercury hit over 100 degrees or better. I'm sorry, that was 25 days in the same region. So they had two or three summers in a row where temperatures were well over the hundreds
for days on end. But somehow the meteorologists, all those people that are in this global cooling, warming, climate foolishness, they have forgotten about this.
You there?
They haven't forgotten about anything. That's it's the reason why they've dumbed down the education. They don't cause anybody to go back. They've only been studying this stuff for a certain amount of time, but there have been major changes throughout the Earth. And one of the things that I did when I took I took my grandson to the Natural History Museum, and we watched. One of the exhibits was to watch how the Earth has changed over, you know, so many years, long before man inhabited the Earth and long before he started driving cars. So it can't be man's, you can't blame man.
Climate denier.
For drastic climate changes.
Climate denier.
You can't blame man for the changes in the oceans and the land formations and the dinosaurs and the animal extinction. And there's still, and one of the things that I love to point out to him, we went to the zoo today. Atlanta Zoo is a wonderful zoo. And we found some animals that were just discovered recently. So, yes, it's a miracle what God does. There are some animals that bow out, for lack of a better term. And then there's some.
I like that, though. They bow out.
They're newly
created. Like, we out of here.
We're outie.
You people are
and
crazy.
And then there's some that are just discovered. And it's just, to me, it's just a wonderful dance that God does with the earth and the planets and the. So. But if you don't bring God into the picture, and that's right. One of the things that I never understood when I started writing my book on global warming, you know, they were so against fossil fuels. I'm like, I kind of don't think God would have put this. It was like a miracle that we have this resource here that we're able to use to advance ourselves. And so you're going to tell me that that's bad because. And they never have any really good reasons. All they did is tell me to shut up.
Well, that's a good reason, don't you think?
Just shut the heck up.
I mean, it's what they believe it's a good reason.
They do, but it's because they've never had to argue anything. And that happens because they're in schools where they're taught what to think and not how to think.
Yep.
So if you go, and that's what I was going through before I wrote my book, is the. Wait a minute, you're telling me this, but what about that? And then nobody was willing to talk to me about that, so I had to get together and, you know, with. And we're in the age of the Internet. Well, not anymore, because that's when I started realizing how they were starting to cancel information. I would find some information one day, go back 2 days. If I didn't capture the link, it's. I don't know if you can hear that. If I didn't capture the link, that information would be gone. So I started noticing 20 years ago that information that they didn't want you to have, it would be gone. Also, I got to say this because I don't think I've ever said this on the air. The people and the information that I was getting while I was watching that, while I was researching about global warming, all connected me to the zero population community, the Bill Gates and thereabouts.
Those people, yeah.
And those people. So, you cut to use movie terms, you cut to now with the COVID thing. And I was telling my girlfriend, who's very close and also believes in quote-unquote conspiracy theories, I was like, this feeds into everything those same people, because these same names are cropping up that I researched 20 years ago that were into zero population coming up again, whether you believe in it or not, it's there. It's coming up. It's there. So now people are talking about it. And I feel a little bit vindicated, but also sad at the same time. Because it doesn't make you feel good to be right about stuff that's so evil.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's hard because some of those people are sick enough to go down that road to pull it off. Do you know what I'm saying? In believing that that's true. So I don't know how you... I really don't
know.
Yeah,
they're rich enough and sick enough.
Yeah, yes, they are. They're rich enough and sick enough. I get it.
The Schwab situation. If you have enough money and you don't believe in God and you want to be God and you don't have... There's no reason... He is the movie... with Michael, forget the actor's name, but Dr. Evil. You know, that's that guy.
Yeah.
They're evil. They don't.
No, it's, but again, you got to come back to, we need to be pushing back. We need to be fighting. We need not to be afraid. So I'm going to bring it up again. You know, the books, the panel that I got you on with the books. That would have gone.
Yeah, those are. But you know what? For me, I feel like it's just not enough. I say to your listeners.
But it's
listeners,
a start. What else would happen that day, right? Those books would be gone today if it wasn't for you.
Exactly. I'd have been home making collard greens. What I will say, to your listeners is always say yes. Just say yes. If somebody asks you to do something or if you see something in front of you that needs to be done, it's like, you know what, my grandson can walk past a piece of paper on the floor 12 times. I'm like, pick it up. If you see something that needs
but it ain't
to be
mine.
Done, do it.
Right? Come on. You've heard
do
that.
Do it.
But it ain't mine.
It ain't mine. It is yours now. If you don't see how this isn't yours now, if you don't see how America is sliding on a slippery slope to...
Yep. No, I...
But...
Go ahead.
One thing that I really wrestle with, and Dennis Prager says it, and I hate for it to be true, but he says our instinct is not to fight. Our instinct is to be taken care of.
He's right to a degree. Yeah.
He is right. So if you think somebody else is going to pick up that paper on the floor that you can walk past, you'd rather have them do it.
Yep.
If you think that somebody's going to give you money for picking it up, even better.
You're going to pick it up. All right. Got to go for another quick break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya right after the break.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Conversation. Let me just bring her on because, you know, I love it when we can have so much fun with some of this stuff. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. You know, Sonia, this is the thing I love about you and Zoe, right? And we've all been friends for a long, long time. And I told you that some people get nuts with the thing, especially some of the stuff that's so gross out there. But they get really crazy with it. Now, you and I were just talking about some of the old shows that you were watching, Father Knows Best and that kind of stuff. And, but I got to tell you something. When I made the comment on the show, I yearn for the good old days, right? Now, you know exactly how I get pummeled. Okay, oh, yeah, sure, because you like the slavery, and you like the second-class citizens, and you like all this. It's like, no, no, what I like is that if I forget to shut the TV off, I don't have to worry about my kids seeing two people having sex in a bedroom at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, okay?
That's right.
And that kind of stuff. And the good and every one of those shows, like Leave It to Beaver, like Father Knows Best, like those, they had a message in them. It wasn't just that Dad was an idiot, right? And Mom and the kids had a cover for Daddy all the time. Am I wrong here?
No, not at all. And I've been having so much fun. They're on for some reason in Georgia. And I've had fun sharing them with my grandson, and he was watching. We were watching either My Three Sons or Father
wow.
Knows Best or something.
Absolutely.
And there was a real dilemma that the kid had to face. Do I stand up to my friends and go against this teacher who helped me, or do I help this teacher who helped me? So it was a real teachable moment about morality and tough choices. And, you know, it was a really great
Monthly,
moment
just,
that we were.
Did you just swear on my show? Did you use the word morality on this show?
I know. I'm sorry. The M word. And then, so then the other day I also showed him Leave It to Beaver. And I was in the ensuite. And I just heard him laughing. So the humor holds up, clearly.
All of it does. I mean,
but the
it's clean stuff. The boys were getting in trouble. Even, God, Mayberry RFD must run there 24/7.
It's on now, and I have to tell you, my grandson is so Opie. He is such the sweet. He is Opie. But the Leave It to Beaver episode, he wanted money. He wanted to earn some money. So he started working, doing people's lawns.
Right.
But he didn't tell them ahead of time that he was going to do the lawns, and he didn't know how to do it very well. So it was just all these wonderful messages. And then he went to his dad and told his dad the problem, and his dad gave him, you know, some feedback, and then he solved his own problem, and it worked out. It was just, it's not like anything you see on television nowadays. It's
no,
really
no, now you're encouraged. My wife, this makes Tammy crazy. She says, now when I watch these shows, the kids are encouraged to, you know, lie or cover up.
That's right.
Or whatever. And in those days, whether it was, you know, Opie or like you say, Leave It to Beaver, you know, the dads were saying, well, you know, son, you did this. You made the mistake. You knew what you were doing. You need to go apologize, and you need to make it right.
Exactly.
You won't hear that in a show today. The producers
probably
fall off trying to write that.
Here's a funny story. It's a terrible, ironic story. But one of the shows that, you know, cut to much later when I had my kids and they're watching the crap that has, you know, become on television. And they're watching a show called, with the little twins, I forget the name of it. But the parents, the kids would do something wrong. And the parents would feel, they would get angry because the kids would do something wrong. And then they would apologize for their anger and their punishment, and they would take the kids off of punishment. And I'm going to think of the name after we get off the air. But my daughter, one of my daughters, was raised watching that show. Now, cut to several years later. Now, I'm working with the producers of this show.
Oh.
And I am fighting tooth and nail. Again, I don't know I'm a Republican, but I know. And I was like, dudes, you messed me over. I'm trying to raise my kid, and my kid thinks that I'm supposed to apologize to them and not put them on punishment because the crap you put on TV years ago. Uh-uh. You put this kid on punishment because he did something wrong and let it stand. I fought tooth and nail on this new show that we were doing. But that's how TV influences our kids. And when they watch those old shows, they get real morality, and they get real truth, and they get real honesty. And the shows later on, subsequently, they were getting, kids slamming the doors and going, I hate you. And
wow. Yeah, you're right, though.
It was hard raising kids.
You're 100% right.
It was hard raising kids, especially me as a single parent, during that time where my children were watching those shows.
Hmm.
It was tough. It was tough. But the ironic thing was to work for the people who produced those shows.
Okay. Now I got to get into the deep part that some people will be uncomfortable with, which is, here's your little black grandson.
He's watching these shows from, what are they, 50s, early 60s?
Right.
I mean, how many black kids are in those shows? How many black folks are in those shows?
But you know what?
Does it bother him?
We don't bring that up, so it doesn't, he doesn't mention it. What I bring up, what I point the differences to is, I was like, look how people dressed. Look how people, you know, like the men would go to baseball games with suits and ties. And oh, and one thing that I pointed out when he was watching the Leave It to Beaver show is how this kid, they would go like, well, just go on out there and mow the lawns. And how the kids could go out in the neighborhood and they'd knock on people's doors and go, Mrs. Stevenson, I mowed your lawn. And they didn't have to worry about stranger danger. And times were just so different. And so he does see those differences, but he doesn't go, this is different because they're white people.
Right.
That's not, we don't really do that in our family, but I'm pretty sure that, I mean, I saw that coming along as the feminists took over and they were going, you know, this is, you know, male dominance and these shows were white people and they didn't reflect our history and our background and all of that. But I don't know that that was true. My mother worked, but my mother's, this could be why I'm a little spoiled. My mother's money was her money and my father's money was the household's money. He was the provider.
Wow.
So he was black, and I saw that. So what I saw, I didn't see that as a black thing. I saw that as a man is supposed to be a provider, and a woman is supposed to buy fancy hats.
We don't see, okay, so I know you don't bring it up, but he doesn't, he's never spun around, because the reason I'm going down this road is because you always hear the argument is, they can't relate to shows, they can't relate to teachers, they can't relate to things when they don't see somebody like them in it. Okay? Well, let me tell you what. I didn't live like that. I lived in the inner city. My home was not wood with a porch and a squeaky screen door. Okay? I had steel stairs.
Wait, but,
go ahead.
But did you think in your mind, well, I can't relate to that because these are white people that weren't Italian?
I know. They were white country folk. I'd never met a white country folk in downtown Boston.
Exactly. That's the funny of it. Like, if you watch the Beverly Hills.
I love the show.
Because it's humor. Okay, I won. I didn't win the award. We gave it to this other guy, but it was my story. But I wrote a show, and it was basically about, like, Step and Fetch It. I don't know if you remember who he was.
He was a very talented actor. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he was a very talented actor, but he got hired to play a comedic character who was an idiot. He was hilarious. He played a character called Lightning, but he was the slowest guy in history. Funny, okay? So, in the show that I wrote, the young black kid saw Lightning and thought that was the funniest thing he had ever seen, but everybody got mad at him because he couldn't laugh at a black man who was acting like subservient and an idiot and he's slow and he's a... And so, and the story came from me because my mother wouldn't let me watch those shows. I always thought that kind of stuff was funny. I got funny. I got the funny. But my mother would be mad because she saw the black in it. I didn't see the black. I saw the comedy in it.
Yeah, but that's partly generational, is it not?
No, that's me, because my sister, no. Okay. It's personality.
You'll have to save that till next week.
Okay.
Because you ran us out of the clock. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway.
Now, this isn't generational.
Sergeant Smith, you can find her right here every Friday. We have a ball. You're missing the party if you're not showing up. Joe Messina, your host, be back. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be right back.